Well, Mount Tom had the ball start the second half, but their first possession ended in a turnover. Right now, Greenbrier is going to inbound it as we're 22 seconds into this third quarter. Mount Tom up 34-19. Here is Destry Steele with it. Gives it up top to Wharton. Down to Doris. Try to throw it down to Doris on the low block. She mishandles the ball, and Mount Tom comes up the steal. Lakin Moore back the other way with the layup. Good.
The ball hit her in the face. They were trying to throw the entry pass down there, and she caught it with her nose.
Oh, goodness. Lakin Moore with 13 on the night. James being met by a double team in the backcourt. And Herp has the ball knocked away, but Wharton's throws it right into the hands of Anna McCarn, but then she turned it right back over. A little ragged there for both teams, really.
Yeah, we got the steal we wanted, but Anna just got to take one dribble with that, and we have a layup.
Yep. Here is James back the other way, pulling up for the jumper. No good, and foul's going to be called on the rebound attempt. That's going to be Doris's third. Yeah, Doris picks up her third personal foul, first team foul against the Lady Panthers here in the third quarter.
Mountain Home a lot more active on the defensive side. That's what you like to see. Still sloppy on the offensive side. We had two turnovers already, but a lot more aggressive on the defensive side.
Moore with it. She dribbles to the free throw line, gives it out to Yonkers, who mishandles it but gets it back. Yonkers will throw it down to McCarn in the paint. She puts up the turnaround jumper. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Jade Steele. Jade Steele into the front court. Dribbles to the right side. Now goes to the free throw line, goes into the lane, and has the ball knocked away. It's going to go off of Husky and out of bounds. It will be Greenbrier's ball with 6:20 left to play in the third quarter.
Matt, a couple scores from around the 5A West. Russellville's up 31-8 on Harrison at halftime. Greenwood up 37-16 on Alma. And in the second quarter, Van Buren's up 16-1 on Siloam.
Yeah. Here is Jade Steele with it, dribbling to the right side. Gives it out to Doris, who's going to go into the lane, put up the jumper over McCarn. No good, and McCarn gets the rebound from Mountain Home.
Good defense, then turn around and not getting caught watching the ball. Nice box out.
Ball goes down to Moore in the paint. She puts up the jumper, will not go. May have been partially blocked, and Wharton gets the rebound. Ball goes into the front court to James. She has it on the left side. Her pass knocked away. And scramble for it. James is going to get it in the backcourt and avoid the turnover. Ball goes out to Jade Steele. She will set the offense back up.
Shot clock did not reset as there was not a change in possession. We're down to 14 on the shot clock.
Yep. Jade Steele is going to dribble down to the low block. And she's going to draw a little contact with 5:31 left to play in the third.
Yeah, that was probably a good foul right there. She was Steele was going to do a great job with a little drop-off on the opposite side block. And it was going to be a wide-open layup, but good foul.
That's Anna McCarn's first personal foul. Team foul number one against the Lady Bombers here in the third quarter. Inbound pass goes up top to James. She'll give it to Jade Steele. She dribbles between the circles. Now goes to the low block, going in for the layup. Won't go, and the rebound's controlled by Yonkers. Yonkers quickly across the timeline. She's going to go coast to coast for the layup. She'll be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 5:17 left in the third. That's going to be on Haley Wharton. That is her third personal foul. Second team foul against Greenbrier here in the third quarter. So Jayla Yonkers at the free throw line, where so far she is one of two with 11 points. First free throw is up and in. So one more free throw for Yonkers to shoot. Yonkers' second shot is up, and nothing but net. She's got 13 on the night. 38-19, Mountain Home up. Inbound pass goes to Jade Steele. Trying to avoid a double team. Gets it across the timeline. Will throw it. Try to throw it down to Doris. Ball's knocked away, but Wharton's there to pick it up and put up the jumper off the glass.
Well, that ball bounced off two Lady Bombers' hands right into Greenbrier's hands for an open layup.
Haley Wharton with her first 2 points of the night. 38-21, Mountain Home up. 4:56 left to play in the third. Here is Husky with it up top. Dribbles over to the left side. Goes to the right elbow. Throws it to Yonkers, who puts up the jumper. No good. Anna McCarn gets the offensive rebound. She'll be fouled on the way back up and head to the free throw line with 4:44 left in the third. And that's Rihanna Doris' fourth personal foul. 13th foul against the Lady Panthers here in the third quarter. So Anna McCarn at the free throw line, where so far she is one of two with 1 point. First shot is up. No good. Abby Banks comes in for Greenbrier, replacing Rihanna Doris, who again is going to have to sit with number four. And if McCarn gets a second free throw, she will check out of the game and be replaced by Lily Fossus. McCarn's second shot is up and good. 2 points on the night for Anna McCarn, all at the charity stripe. She'll check out of the game as Libby Fossas comes back in. 39-21, Mount Elm up. It will be Jade Steele taking the inbound pass, getting it across the timeline. Trying to avoid the double team, gives it to James. Now finds Bangs on the low block, out to Wharton, now to Destry Steele. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer, no good. And the rebound is chased down. Well, it's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Greenbrier, and Mount Elm's going to get it back. 4:26 left to play in the third quarter. An 18-point Mount Elm advantage. Husky walks the ball across the timeline. Greenbrier in a man-to-man. Ball goes over on the right side to Coleman, and she's called for the double dribble. 4:14 left to play in the third quarter. Down there, it's looking a little.
Just befuddled, to be honest with you. Just sloppy play for the Lady Bombers right now.
Yep. Jade Steele into the front court, gives it to Destry Steele, over on the left side, right side to Bangs. She'll dribble up to the top. That goes over, gives it on the left side to James. She's going to dribble into the lane. She's going to put up the jumper. It won't go, and Yonkers gets the rebound. Back comes Mount Elm with it. Yonkers quickly across the timeline. She's going to throw it down to Coleman on the low block. She mishandles it, and ball goes out of bounds, and Mount Elm will cough it up again. Sarah Williams will check in, replacing Whitten Coleman.
Sorry, 13 turnovers, you know, and it's just not good for the Lady Bombers. We've had four in this quarter, just sloppy play. That pass right there from Jayla, you know, she was trying to get it down to Whitten. Whitten was kind of cutting out, and it came back behind her. Just not a pass you'd normally see Jayla make. You'd like to see her take that shot.
And now Greenbrier's going to turn it over as Wharton is not able to get the ball and keep it from going out of bounds. 3:32, let's play in the third quarter. Mount Elm will have the ball back, leading 39-21. Husky will walk the ball across the timeline. Throws over on the left side to Williams. Up top to Moore. She'll dribble to the low block, going in for the layup. No good, but draws contact. She'll head to the free throw line with 3:18 left in the third.
Yeah, that's a designed offense right there. It's kind of a little dribble handoff offense that we've kind of adopted, and it does a good job getting our scores kind of going and moving downhill, and, you know, Lakin took advantage of it right there.
As Destry Steele's first personal foul, team foul number four against Greenbrier here in the third quarter. Lakin Moore's first free throw of the night is up and in. She has one more to shoot. Second shot is up, and she gets both. She has 15 on the night. 41-21, Lady Bombers up. Inbound pass goes to Jade Steele. She's met by a double team. She'll give it to Destry Steele, and they're not going to beat the 10 count. There it is.
10-second
violation. Lady Bombers. Well, Peyton Edmonds expressing his displeasure with that call.
I don't know what he was wanting. The shot clock was down to 24 when they were standing right in front of us here.
Yeah. Libby Fossas checks out of the game as Anna McCarn comes back in. Over 3 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Mount Elm with the ball up 20. Ball goes over to Moore on the right side. She'll give it up top to Yonkers. Tries to throw it down to McCarn. A foul's going to be called on Greenbrier. A reach-in foul there.
You know, we're just not sharp on the offensive side of the ball either right there. And that was a set play to try to get a backdoor throw to Anna. And as Parker was cutting, she was standing right where the pass was supposed to go. And so brought her defender in there, and, you know, Coach Leonard just looks and just shakes his head.
That's Haley Wharton's fourth personal foul, and that does put Mount Elm in the bonus for the final 2:55 of this quarter. First free throw from McCarn is up and no good.
She's one for the on the line tonight?
She's actually 2 of 5 now.
Yeah, she made the second one the last time, didn't she?
Yeah. Yeah. Haley Wharton checks out of the game as Olivia Hart comes back in. Second free throw from McCarn will be no good. She misses both, and the rebound's controlled by Banks. Ball goes to Steele, who's into the front court. Loses the handle of the ball.
Backcourt.
And it's going to be a backcourt violation as it does go across timeline. Mount Elm never touched it.
No, it went right off of her knee right there.
Yep. So Lady Bombers get the ball back with 2:46 left to play in the third quarter as they lead 41-21. Husky will walk the ball into the front court.
Mount Elm has a huge size advantage right now.
Yes, they do. Ball goes to Moore on the right side. She will give it up top to Williams. Over on the left to Yonkers. And she's called for the double dribble, and I think she did. Bailey Rittenberg's going to come in for Mountain Home as she'll replace Jayla Yonkers. 2:34 left to play in the third quarter.
James. That's what's good about being as deep as you are in Mountain Home. You get some players that get to come in and give us some energy, and when others are not feeling it, let's see if we can find a group that's working.
Yep. Here is Hart with it. She'll give it to Jade Steele there on the right side. She's going to go down to the low block, going in for the layup. No good. And a fight for the rebound. Ball is still being fought for. It's going to be controlled by Jade Steele. Ball goes out to James on the left side. Her three-pointer, no good. And another offensive rebound for Jade Steele. She'll dribble out to the right wing, pull up for another three-pointer. This one goes in.
It's Steele versus Mountain Home right now. She's doing everything for the Greenbrier Lady Panthers.
She's now in double figures with 10, and Greenbrier's going to take the timeout. We'll break with 2:01. Let's play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home leading Greenbrier 41-24. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves in providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. I'm Kyle Davidson, Community President at FNBC in Mountain Home, and I want to invite you to stop in and meet our team at our newest location on the west end of the bypass at 175 West End Way. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Well, Greenbrier took the timeout right after Jade Steele got the three pretty much the third chance, I think, on that possession. Now it's up 41-24. Here's Rittenberg with it. Gives it up top to McCarn. Over to Husky on the left side. She'll take the screen. Finds McCarn cutting into the lane for the layup. Good.
That's what we've been trying to do. Utilize our size right now. We are a good 6 inches taller than Greenbrier's tallest girl, maybe even more than that right now. We need to use Anna McCarr and get her going.
That was a good pick and roll by
her. It was. It was fantastic.
Jade Steele dribbles down to the low block, goes in for the layup. Good. She has 12 on the night. Just about at her average.
Yep.
43-26, Mountain Home up. 1:20 left to play in the third quarter. An offense foul away from the ball. They're going to get Sarah Williams with an illegal screen. That is her second personal foul. Second team foul against Mountain Home here in the third quarter.
It's a 15th turnover here by the Lady Bombers tonight.
James Limbaugh, the ball on the near sideline, gets into Jade Steele. Gets it into the front court. Trying to avoid a double team. Now we'll give it to Banks, who's stepped on that far sideline. Just a little too close to it, and Mountain Home's going to get back on the turnover.
Mountain Home's blitzing Steele right now. As soon as she gets across half court, we're sending another defender at her, hoping to rotate through, making somebody else beat us.
Husky into the front court, gives it to Moore. She's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. Good!
There we go. Let's get some buckets to go down in a hurry.
Lake and Moore with 18 on the night. 46-26, Mountain Home up. 50 seconds left to play in the third. And ball goes into the front court to Bang. She has it on the left side. Gives out to Jade Steele. She dribbles to the left wing. Now goes towards the corner. She's going to pull up for another three-pointer. This one won't go. And the rebound comes to Husky. Husky picks her drill, gives it to Moore, who will walk into the front court. About a 5-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Moore with it. Gives up top to Williams. Thought about three instead. She's going to dribble into the paint. Tries to throw it back out to Moore. She has to chase it down to avoid the turnover. Moore will dribble on the left side. Over to Rittenberg on the right. Down to Husky in the corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good!
There we go.
Parker Husky with four on the night.
Got to know where Steele's at right now with 10 seconds less than on the clock.
Down to 5 seconds left. Here is Jade Steele. She's going to pull up for the shot. Oh, my goodness. Oh, just inside the half-court line. She gets that, and it's going to be a 20-point lead for Mountain Home going into the final period.
Wow, great shot. Just a half-court little runner, and Mountain Home just let her walk the ball up the court right into that shot.
Yeah, they did.
Not happy about that.
No. So we got him in such play in this one. Our score at the end of three, Mount Tom leading Greenbrier 49-29. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they know the pain from an injury demands immediate attention. At Knox, they can fix that. Their four highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll benefit from the best in orthopedic medicine with doctors who really care about getting you back to a life that's pain-free. See them at No. 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home or during clinic hours at Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com.
Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals is Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers! Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It is Greenbrier's ball to start this final quarter. Here is Jade Still. She's going to pull up for the three on the left side. No good. And the rebound is chased down by Husky. She's quickly back the other way with it. Going to throw it out to Moore on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Misses everything. Fossus is able to chase down the offensive rebound, though, but throws it right into the hands of Wharton.
Good offensive rebound by Livy. Looked like she was about to go out of bounds and had to throw it in and right to a Greenbrier player.
Yep. Jade Still with it.